The Connecticut legislature is considering a bill that would offer paid family and medical leave to state residents. The legislature's Labor and Public Employees Committee heard testimony in favor of the bill this week. WSHU's Ann Lopez reports.
Carolyn Trees is the executive director of the state's Permanent Commission on the Status of Women. She said employees would pay into a trust fund through payroll deductions. In return, they would be allowed to
take up to 12 weeks of paid leave for the birth or adoption of a child, to care for a family member suffering from a serious illness, or to care for one's own illness. Participation is mandatory, and all employees, state, municipal, and private, are eligible for the benefit.
U.S. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut said three other states, California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, have benefited from similar policies.
An analysis of states with paid family and medical leave showed that these programs reduced the number of families on public assistance. Women in these states were less likely to receive public assistance or food stamp income following a child's birth.
DeLauro said only 13% of the workforce in Connecticut has paid family leave through their employers. She said access to the benefit should not be a lottery based on where you happen to find work. Ann Lopez, WSHU News.